I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel his power, power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. There is a make-believe deliverance and there's true deliverance. A make-believe deliverance is the deliverance where somebody just shout and do a few jumping, pushing your head, and then you fall down. Tomorrow the problem is still there. That's a make-believe acrobatic deliverance. But Jesus said here, shall make you free. Now, take note. Have you ever bothered to ask, what is the truth? He said, you shall know the truth. In John chapter 17 and verse 17, the truth, the Bible said, is the word of God. Yeah, it says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is what? Truth. So you shall know the truth is simply, you shall know the word. I'm going to understand from Bible definition. John 17 says that, he said, the truth is, not was, is the word. So Jesus saying, you shall know the truth, is simply saying, you shall know the word. And the word which you know is what will bring freedom. So without the word of God, there's no deliverance. That's why you don't mechanize deliverance, you preach deliverance. I mean, understand what God's saying? Okay. Yeah, this truth, it is the word of God you have found that refines you. It's the word of God you find that refines you. What is deliverance? I want to define what deliverance is. What is deliverance? True deliverance is a product of the word of God transmitted to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. I come again. True deliverance, through, T-R-U-E, through deliverance is a product of the word of God transmitted to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Is that clear, sir? And Psalm 107 verse 20, he said, and he sent his word, and his word delivered them. Are you getting me now? Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So while you're hearing God's word, you'll be delivered from that evil. He said he sent his word. The word he sent, he healed them. And that same word had power to do what? Deliver. That's why most times when we are speaking God's word, someone will say, as you are shouting the word of God, I came out of that problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, in this church, do we push people's neck to be healed? A healing takes place here. What is that? Deliverance. What is that? You now turn a sick man's neck, you will get sicker. You kill him. Permit me. You don't push people to be delivered. You send the word. The word delivers them. Do you want to hear truth? How many want to hear truth? You want to hear truth? Okay. You believe the Bible more than your pastor? If your pastor tells something and Jesus tells something, which one will you believe? Okay, so believe the Bible. Leave your pastors and anything they told you. Anything contrary to this book, throw it away. Even if I come to that and tell something that is not in the Bible, throw it away. And I won't do that, but my kind of life. Never accept any word that is not in the... That's why you should read the Bible for yourself. So you don't get deceived by anybody. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 9, you hear what the Bible says. It said, the B path, and he broke out with his mouth, destroyed his neighbor. That's not the path. Shall we read the B path together? I want to go. True knowledge shall the just be. How will you be delivered? Is it your Bible? How will you enjoy deliverance? Through knowledge. So without knowledge, no deliverance. Hello. But as you hear God's word, I can tell you with authority, no devil will hold you down anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to ask you one funny question. Do you know our greatest enemy? Listen, have you ever, who is our greatest enemy? If I ask people, they'll say Satan. Our greatest enemy is not the devil, it is spiritual ignorance. Our greatest enemy is not the devil, it's spiritual what? Ignorance. When you become adequately spiritually illuminated, you become eternally free. He said, my people, not sinners, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. In the world of the spirit, knowledge is power. Knowledge is what? Power. Now, the master deliverer, who is Jesus, said, the knowledge of the truth is the major instrument for deliverance. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son of God has made you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8, 32, 36. And he said, the truth is the word of God. The word is what? The truth. The truth is the word of God. So God is saying, if I have God's word, I'll be eternally free. Now hear what the Bible says. It said, the word of God shineth in the darkness. And darkness represents Satan. So God's word shines where there's darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. So when I encounter God's word in the area where Satan has held you down, and you possess light in that area, darkness can't stand you. You'll be delivered without sweat. John chapter 1 verse 5. And the light, which is the word of God, shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness is the devil. He said, if you possess light, you suffer darkness where there's no light. Am I talking somewhere here? Where there's light, Satan, no darkness can harass you. Now, if you put up every light here, there'll be darkness, and you'll be grooming. Is that true? Something of 2 minutes will take you 1 hour because you can't see anything. But just switch on the light. Will you struggle? Christianity becomes struggle-free when light is available.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
What is praise?
Praise is simply adoring God for who he is. When we say we are praising God, we are talking about the greatness of God. We are adoring him in songs, in dance. in words.
Why should we praise God?
You are praising God because you know there is hope. Although the victory shall not blossom, yet I will return because I know there's a future.
Who should praise God?
Say, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise him. Then shall the earth. So the earth will not produce fruit to you, no matter what you're doing until you
praise. A place of praise is a place of lifting, victory, perfection, signs, and wonders. In this series of praise teaching, David Abiyomi unfolds to you the importance of praise, how to get results in praise, and how to sustain your miracle through praise.
My expectations have been met.
The miracle today is something else.
So I'm blessed today. I'm blessed more than any other service.
Right inside the service, all my expectations have been answered.
Experience the wonders of God through praise as you join David Abiyomi in this unconventional, practical spiritual adventure. To get a total series in DVD, audio CD, and MP3 formats, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Abiyomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Somebody can go stay here. But the price for light, nobody wants to pay it. So we keep jumping from churches to churches, thinking that that's a shortcut. Yet the people will not tell you the truth. Because they want gimmicks. Gimmicks don't last. It's truth that what? Last. Come on, sir, here. Everywhere light strikes, darkness backs out. He said, the entrance of his word giveth light. The entrance, when God's word enters you, you illuminate the environment. And darkness just walks out. Psalm 119, 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. That is the true light. That is what? John chapter 1, verse 9 says, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He said, every other light is fake. Hear what God said. He said, the word of God, John chapter 1 verse 9, is the true light which lighted every man that came into the world. So any light outside God's word is fake. He said, this is the true light, the word of God, which lighted every man who cares to pay the price. I mean, understand what God said here. So every other light is what? Fake. Come on, sir, hear. I know most of you, that's not what you were expecting to hear. You are expecting me to just come and say, be loose! Loose from what? If you are delivered without the word, and you step out, Satan will buffet you again, and you come back to your problem. So you are not really delivered. Deliverance without the word, your ignorance will make you go back because you don't know the word. So Satan will tell you, are you sure you are free? So because you are ignorant, you will agree with him and he will buffet you. And then you go back to the square one. That's why people get free and they get back to the sickness again. They get free from poverty and they get back again. Because prayer gives you temporary relief. The word gives you permanent solution. Prayer is pain relief. While the word is quinine. When you have malaria, it may be bitter, but you have to take it like that. Come on, say here. Is somebody got what God say here? Hear what the Bible says, my people have gone into captivity. Their honorable men are famished for lack of knowledge. He said, my people, Isaiah 5 verse 13. He said, my people. So the captivity was a function of ignorance. He said, my people are in captivity because they lack knowledge. He said, therefore, my people, not the devil, my people have gone into captivity. So every captivity because they have no what? No knowledge. Isaiah 5 verse 13. And their honorable men are famished and they mulled for thirst. He said, these are not working because of ignorance. Because of what? Because of what? Because of what? Now, listen carefully. Why you know knowledge is power? Have you not heard, said, people say, come and conduct family deliverance for us. Have you heard that before? Have you heard that before? Okay. Have you not seen believers who say, you know, my family, we are so poor that I don't know. I'm so poor. My grandfather poor. My father is so poor and I'm so poor. And you ask him, was your grandfather born again? He said, no. Was your father born again? No. But are you born again? Yes. He said, but things are so bad. I want prayers. Now, do you know he does not need prayers? Ask me why. Ask me why. He does not belong to that family anymore. If any man be in Christ, a new family. So what happened to his grandfather, his father? It cannot happen to him. If he has knowledge, he's in the family of Christ. And his lineage is the lineage of Abraham through Christ. So Abraham family, we don't get broke. So this family does not get broke. But the family where he's coming from, they get broke. But ignorance is saying, pray for him. When you are born again, your family line is changed. The man who has knowledge knows that what happens to his father, grandfather, can't happen to him. Because if any man being Christ is a new creature, but now he's doing deliverance with a pastor who does not know Bible. So they put 70 days and say, you know, your grandfather poor, you poor, so you be poor. And two of them do deliverance out of ignorance and suffer there. But just light from God's word that when a man born again, he shifts in lineage. He does not belong again to the lineage of his father. He belongs to the lineage of God. And in Christ, we are not poor. Simple knowledge will make him to be free. But he goes to do 70 days in hunger and get out without any result. And some of you came with that mentality now, even as I'm talking. Some of you even here as you're talking, saying, oh, my family, you no longer belong to that family. So you need light to know you don't belong to that family anymore. The biggest weapon Satan uses is ignorance. He has no problem you going for 70 days, but he will prefer to go for 70 days ignorance deliverance than to read the Bible. He said, don't read. Don't listen to that tape. Go 70 days. And you know, some of us think when you punish the flesh, it means you are doing something. You can be on hunger strike and die. And think you're fasting. God, how can you fast for 70 days for the devil? Then what will you fast for when you want to have power? If I fast 70 days, you will see the difference. 70 days fasting. I will stand from here, somebody in my one will be healed. But that's from here. My one, the shadow of my voice in my one will be healed. You fast 70 days to cast devil. Jesus fasted 40 days, I said, and his fame spread abroad. He came and was healing. You fast to cast the devil. That's for demon to leave you. Not that you are casting devil out. You are fasting that demon should leave you. You are really ignorant. Fasting should be for power to get light. To get what? Because when light comes, darkness goes away. Fasting time is actually time to illuminate light. For you to possess light. Instead of time to go on hunger strike. Fasting without reading Bible is religious fatigue. Fasting without what? Is religious fatigue. Your captivity, I said, is a function of what? Ignorance. Now, look at what the Bible says here in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 9. Isaiah 11 verse 9, the Bible says, they shall not hurt, did you hear that? Not destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. He said, when you possess knowledge, you'll be hurt free. You be what? There'll be no devil that can touch you. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? God said there's coming a flood of spiritual knowledge which will disarm everything that hurts. Just possess light and you will render the devil helpless. May the light come in now, shatter every darkness around you. In the name of Jesus Christ. But you have a part to play. And your part is be possessed with light. Where's my part? Where's my part? Where's my own part? I should be possessed with light. All you need to be possessed with light, and then darkness will leave you alone. Just possess light. Darkness will do what? Now listen. Jesus was so illuminated, he was so possessed with light, to a point demons saw him and said, "Hey, have you come to destroy us before our time?" He was so possessed with light, demons saw him and said, "You want to destroy us before our time? You carry so much light that we can't come near you." Are you getting what I'm saying? Can I tell you something? He sent his word, not he chained their legs. Forget this stupid thing we are doing in the world. Everyone held down by the devil will be loose in the name of Jesus. Anything outside the world, you cannot be delivered. Somebody get what I'm saying here? But people don't want to go for the word, and they are being deceived by the devil and the agents who are ignorant. Come on, sir, here. Say, "I need light." Say it one more time. So light is the master key for deliverance any day, anytime, anywhere. Light is what? For deliverance, any day, anytime, anywhere. With light, you will be free. With light, your children will be free. With light, your children will be... But hear this. Most times, most of us possess the light. That is, we possess the word of God. But the word of God which we possess, most times does not produce. You know why? Ask me why. Because the word on its own will not produce until faith is built into the womb. I can know the word of God that himself took my infirmities. That is what I know. But now I have to build my faith on that womb for that word to deliver me. You understand what I'm saying? You can know the word, but it's not enough to know it. You must build your faith on that word for it to deliver. Accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, "Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen." Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
You release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi, The Power of Small Beginning, Miracle Hands, Living Without Financial Pressure, The Prosperous Family, How to Hear from God, How Faith Works, Unlimited Success, Recovering Your Inheritance, Releasing Your Destiny, Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and
Lost Ball.
You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Ebiomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ebiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.